From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. New revisions to Governor Jerry Brown's budget proposal save some money on drought response. That's thanks to California's rainy winter. But as Daniel Potter reports, food banks are bracing for cuts to the state's drought food assistance program.
Last year's budget included $18 million in food assistance for places hard hit by the drought. Andrew Shane with the California Association of Food Banks says there were also $2 million for the Cal Food Program, supporting food banks around the state.
And so altogether, that's nearly $20 million in support for emergency food that's gone to zero in this year's budget. And even though the rains have returned, it's very clear that hunger is a serious crisis in the state.
Shane says demand at food banks is up in recent months among immigrant communities. He says people who feel afraid to give identifying information and paperwork for food stamps can still get food, no questions asked, from food banks. In Berkeley, I'm Daniel Potter.
Top state Democrats are looking for desalination to play a bigger role in the California water supply. State Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon was the latest to back a desalination project in Huntington Beach this week. He joins U.S. Senators Kamala Harris, Dianne Feinstein, and others in support. Environmental groups, however, say that water conservation and recycling should remain the state's focus. Sean Bothwell of the California Coastkeeper Alliance says only after those are exhausted should the state consider some small desalinization plants.
So if you do those first, then yes, you should naturally get to a smaller desalination facility, which would require less greenhouse gas emissions because it's less energy intensive. You can size the facility to what the community actually needs, and that's not what's happening in Huntington Beach.
The Orange County project must clear several hurdles before the California Coastal Commission votes on it later this year or next. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. Your comments always welcome at listener@krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.